Kvoyin Malchuska, in the middle of Ashrei, Kvoyin Malchuska and Meirin, Rossi Yad Avirim. It's interesting, these two psukim actually. Kvoyin and Lahidia. It's mamish. They're both opposite of each other. Kvoyin Malchuska Yemeru. It first starts with Kvoyin Malchuska, and then it goes to Gvorosa Yedaviru. And then Lohidia, it's Fakert. Lohidia Levnei Adam Gvura Yisov, Uchvayin Adam Malchuska. The pashtus is that, it's one pasuk, the way the Malvim learns it, is that Kvoyin Malchuska Yemeru, you're supposed to tell over the Kvoyin Malchuska of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that way, Lohidia, to tell people Kvoyin Adam Malchuska. Gvorosa Yedaviru, for the purpose of Lohidia Adam Gvura Yisov. In other words, the two psukim parallel each other. The only question is, why does it flip it around? B'chlal, what does it mean, kvoid machus v'mirim? What is kvoid? What is kvoid? B'heichalei kulei amir kvoid. Because this book was considered the melech ha-kvoid. What is kvoid? Kvoid, we say, en ker kecha Hashem makinu b'lam hazeh, v'in zelos makinu l'olam hava. En ker kecha, v'in zelos echo. What is erech, and what is en zelos echo? Boilam hazeh, says the Volga, is the olam ha-arochim. It's a world of values, worth. Everything that we come in contact to, we put a price on. I like this person, I don't like him. I like him this much, I don't like him that much. The food, the clothing, the everything that we see, we give it some sort of, we price it. And memela, everything has an erech, everything has a value. We say, ein ker kecha Hashem makin b'olam hazeh, and this olam hazeh, which is the olam ha'arochim, there's nothing that comes to the erech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the biggest erech. Kovod is defined by erech. The kovod that something has is defined by the value that it's given. The more of a value, the more of a kovod. Something which is very valuable has a lot of kovod. Something which is not very valuable has no kovod. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech ha-kovod because he's the most valuable thing. There's nothing that you could compare to Ribbono Shel Olam in value. Ein ke'erech ha-chashem, you know. Kvoyin Malchuscha Yemeru, the covet of your Malchus, the Erech, the value of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, that every single aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the king and running the world, even not with Nisim, the very running of the world, though every single solitary aspect down to the smallest nuance of the smallest animal is all masterfully created and the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world is tremendous. That is Kvoyin Malchuscha Yemeru, just the very hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech. Uvorosche Daveru, it refers to even more than that. And there's the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Malchus at all times. That's why it comes first. The Malchus comes, that you see at all times. Then there's the Gvura, the Nisim of the Niflaeus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's only once in a while. Even though we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Nisim every day, but the Nisim HaGadolim that we see, the Nisim Gluyim, that's only once in a while, and that's Gvuros Chedavir, it comes at a, it's more infrequent. Now the purpose is, Lohidia Levnei Adam Gvuroso, to teach people about the Gvuroso of Kadosh Baruch Hu, will see the Nisim, and says the Gvuroisplum in the Sefer, actually Mirtz Hashem will be speaking here tomorrow, he says that, like the Ramban says in Boy, Mina Nisim HaGadolim, Atamakar Minisim HaKtanim, that from the Nisim HaGadolim, from the Gvuroso, Lohidia Levnei Adam Gvuroso, then you could come to Kvayda Dal Machus, that every aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machus is Be'etam Ani. That's what the Ramban says, that there's nothing Ein Le Adam Chelik Ve'Lekei Yisrael until he's Makir, that every Chelik of his life, the Rabbim and the Yachid, is all Nisim, everything is Ani. And the Meilu Lo Yidia Livnei Adam Gvuraisav, when a person is Makir and the Gvur is the Nisim, Nisim Gluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he'll come to the Kvayda Dal Machus to appreciate even the regular Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also Nisim. Malchus ha Malchus kol elomim, Mimshal tefa b'chol dor v'dor. What's the Nisim? Malchus and Mimshal. Kedua, the Goyin says that Hashem is the Ki la'Hashem ha-Melucho Moishel ba-Goyin. What's the difference between Melech and Melucho and Mimshal? Hashem is the Ki Hashem Hamalucha means klapei klal Yisrael. A melech is somebody that people accept willingly upon themselves as a king. A moishel is a dictator that he doesn't ask b'chlal. He's the king whether you like it or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regard to klal Yisrael is the melech. We're makabo malchusay aleinu. As opposed to moishel b'agoyim, when it comes to the other nations of the world, he's a moishel even if he's not makabo. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moishel. He rules over them similar to a dictator whether they like it or not. That's what it says, that Volu Moshe Me'atiyon Lishpoit Atari Tov, Ha'oitza La'ashem Ha'melucha. At the end of time, then even the Goyim are going to be Makir and be Mekavel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to be the Melech. So Malchus Kalei Lomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, is something which applies when he's together Melech, that's Kolei Lomim, even at the end of the world, he's always going to be a Melech. However, the Memshala, that which he's a Moshel, that he has to force his kingship upon people, that's only in the Duras Olam. That's only till the end of time, the end of Olam Hazeh. After that, everybody's going to be Mekabel, his Malchus, on them. Now, like the Gemara points out, there's a Nun missing over here. We go from Malchuska to Simon. And there's no Pasik that has a Nun. The Shal is, why is there no Pasik, says the Gemara? Because Nun refers to Nefilo, which symbolizes the Nefilo Rachman Aslan of Klai Yisrael, which is really the Nefilo of Machos Shemayim, the door Achorban, the door where it's not clear the Machos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when Klai Yisrael falls, it's a Chil Hashem, it's a Chil to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. That's the only thing that it stands for. Not the only thing, but one of the things. And we don't even bring... Why does that have to be the thing? That's a good question. I don't have a good answer. If you look in the Atheist, he discussed it a little bit. So far, the Rishari Baruch HaKodesh, that there's going to be a massive of... I would think that the Nekuda is, that's also the Godless of HaKadosh Baruch. The Godless of HaKadosh Baruch, when it says, Samech Hashem, the Gemara says, that even so, the David was masquerade B'samech. Samech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim, Zegev L'chol HaKbufim. Samech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. That even... When a person is Neifel, still HaKadosh Baruch was there to save him. HaKadosh Baruch was there to help him up. Zoykev HaKol HaKfuf, even when he helps him from, not only does he help him from falling, he also makes him stand up straight. I think maybe the Nekuda is, the Nefila, you don't even see it. We didn't say Nun because we don't even see the Nefila. Right? Ki Rega B'yapai Chaim B'Ritzayne. It's only Rega, and then Chaim B'Ritzayne. Chaim and the rest of HaKadosh Baruch. Chavi Kimat Rega Adi Avar Zam, like we explained in the after. Chavi Kimat Rega Adi Avar Zam. The Zam is only for a second. But the Etzim, if you look at the really, if you look at the world, the big picture, how much of Rachmanes and how much of Shefa and how much there is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared to the Yisurim, really in so much outweighs the Yisurim. Unfortunately, the Yisurim get what a person focuses on it, because they think that everything is coming to them. So anything that something goes wrong, it's kilu vasa b'sar went wrong. If we don't appreciate, if we appreciate everything goes right, I'll call neshima v'neshima, then in the Chalami you see that it's only kimat rega, and that's also from the Galus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, something to thank the Rebbe Shlom for, that the Nefila is only kimat rega, and right away, Samech Hashem l'chol anayim, v'zaykif l'chol akfu.